Ryan Thompson, a chance to visit now with Newell Fonda boys basketball coach Shad Kopic. And Shad, one game under your belt. We'll get into that momentarily, but finishing last season strong and a lot of guys back from that squad, I'm sure you have pretty high hopes for this year.
Yeah, the one thing about playing a lot of freshmen that one year is that they get to become sophomores, so that's a good thing. So we're hoping we can kind of use last year's ending as a springboard into this year, and we'll see how it goes.
Tell me about this past Tuesday from your perspective up at Spencer, a game in which you fell behind by 8 at the end of the first quarter, but played pretty close with them the rest of the way.
Yeah, that was kind of the disappointing thing is we came out of the gates kind of sluggish and, maybe a little jittery going on the road. It was a pretty good environment up there at Spencer. We spotted them an 8-0 lead and then played pretty hard-nosed even basketball the rest of the way. We just couldn't ever get past that 8-0 run to start the game. Our defense in the first half was not what we had hoped it would be. But in the second half, we kind of made some adjustments and we got back to what we do. And I was really pleased with how the boys battled.
Bryce and Jake Davis were strong offensively as they combined for 41 of your points.
Yeah, they both did a good job. Bryce got into the paint really well and finished. He didn't shoot the ball extremely well. I think he was 1-for-7 from threes and 4-for-10 from the free throw line, which kind of hurt us a little bit, and he was pretty disappointed about. But Spencer tried to press us the majority of the game, and Bryce did a really good job of breaking that press, and Jake did a really good job of finishing on the other end.
And Jesse Hack also in double figures with 10 points. So with more experience now, these young guys have that to work with, having seen all that floor time from a season ago. What do you see as the identity of this year's team being and some of your stronger areas?
Yeah, that's the funny thing is we're really trying to develop a defensive identity, and we open up and we give up 75 points in our opener to Spencer. That's what we've really been working on is shoring up a defense that maybe after being a year older we would be a little bit better, and we're still working toward that. Obviously, we have some good skill players, and our kids have worked hard in the offseason. They can shoot the ball. So there's going to be some nights where we're going to really score the ball well. But in the end, we'd really hope that our identity is that we're a hard-nosed, defensive, tough team, and that's what we're going for.
And gearing up for a Friday night showdown at Sioux Central, you swept the Rebels last year. But in recent meetings, especially the first game last year, they've been close battles.
Yeah, they really have. They lost a couple of seniors from last year's team, but he was playing a lot of young kids last year with some of the injuries that he had, and they got a lot of good experience. And honestly, we've kind of been talking amongst our coaches and talking that they could surprise some people this year and take a nice step forward. So we're anticipating another tough game as we go down there on Friday night for sure.
You figure to be up there, I know, in the Twin Lakes Conference standings. Altarelia, they're going to be really tough, and also Pokey, they bring back some of the core from their team last year, and East Sac County is always in the mix.
Yeah, Alta's definitely going to be up there. They're very long and they're very athletic, and they defend really well. Pocahontas lost Roman, their big kid, and that's a big loss, but you're right, they had some nice pieces coming back. And East Sac is just solid. They're so well coached, and they play so well as a team. We hope we can get in that top four mix and see what we can do, but our guys are really going to have to take a step forward to get to that spot.
Well, I know you're watching Jenna and the other gals at State Drill Team as we're chatting here on Thursday morning, so we'll leave it at that, Chad. I look forward to seeing you in Sioux Rapids on Friday night. Appreciate the time.
You bet, Ryan. Thank you.
Newell Fonda boys basketball coach Shad Kopic on Storm Lake Radio.